looks like Teddy Bridgewater's been cleared to come back to practice. How great is that? And just how do you feel about what he's gone through the last 14 months and persevered?
Well, it's great. You know, like you say, he persevered through a lot. You know, see a guy like that, you know, work hard to get back and be able to do what he's done is great. So, you know, I know everybody's excited to have him back at practice, and I'm looking forward to it.
Jared, how have you gotten to see him on the field and what he's been able to do?
Not much. I only see, you know, little bits and pieces. You know, when we're out to practice and he's on the side. But, you know, he looks good. And if he's clear, obviously, you know, everything's good to go. So, you know, like I say, everybody's going to be happy to have him back out there. And just waiting for him to be back out there and make plays, you know, in practice and whatever else.
Seems like you're a really good fit in the last couple of games for what you guys have tried to do game plan wise. Do you and Pat Shurmur seem to really be on the same page as far as how to use you well? I mean, what do you feel like as far as working with him?
I think all the coaches, you know, done a great job at, you know, putting guys in situations and using their strong points. And, you know, like you said, I think Pat's done a great job with everybody. So, you know, it's all about, you know, like I said before, making the most out of the opportunities given to you, not just myself but everybody else. You know, I think we've done that.
Jared, what is it about Teddy that makes him so popular here?
His attitude, leadership, and, you know, like I said, his will to, you know, want to be better, want to get back out there with us. And, you know, I'll just say all that put together. And then on top of that, you know, just how great of a guy he is.
How did it change? He's been here throughout this whole thing. A lot of guys can either, you know, go somewhere else or train somewhere else. How much of an added benefit is having him physically in this building? He's always kind of a presence in this locker room.
I think it means a lot, you know, to everybody. You know, it lets us know that, you know, he's here with us. And, you know, like you say, he could be somewhere else, but, you know, he'd rather sit here, grind it out with us and stuff like that. So, you know, I think, you know, as teammates, you know, it just makes us feel like, okay, he's with us, and, yeah, we can go from there.
Has he been involved in meetings and all that, too?
I'm a running back, not a quarterback, so I don't know. But he has been in meetings, though, team meetings and stuff like that. So,
how much would you say the offense has changed or more since his injury back last August?
It's kind of hard because when that happened, Norv was here. So, you know, it's been a whole new wave of offense and stuff like that. So,
Jerick, is there any part of you that says, hey, you know, don't forget about me, you know, to fans? I mean, you think about, you know, Dalvin being drafted, Latavius given a big contract. You've been here the whole time.
I'm not even really worried about it. You know, for me, it's not about, you know, being forgotten about. It's not about trying to prove people right. You know, it's just for me, this year has been about, like I said before, making the most out of every opportunity and, you know, just proving to myself, you know, that I belong here. So,
what did you observe watching the tape and the fumble yesterday?
You know, the D lineman just did a good job of getting the hand in there. And, you know, like I said before, I just got to do a better job of protecting it. And, you know, just got loose on me. And I can't take those things for granted. And definitely something that I'll detail this week more than I did last week. And, you know, plan to fix that real quick.
There's got to be a part of this that's pretty personally validating for you, though. I mean, these last couple of games, they've gone back to you and you've delivered. I mean, that's...
You know... You know, my attitude towards, you know, everything is just to get better. So, you know, whether it's doing good in the game versus not doing the game or not getting as many reps as I would like, you know, for me it's just about getting better. And that's for game to game, day-to-day with practice, you know, when I go back and watch film and stuff like that too.
Touchdown catch, was that a play that was called in the huddle or was that an audible seeing that the blitz was coming?
That was a play call, yeah. Talking about the screen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a play call. And, you know, those linemen do a great job of getting out, and they get downfield, and they do a great job. So, you know, they make it easy on me. And, you know, it's always good to get in the end zone and celebrate with those guys.
Touchdown celebration? Were you swimming, or what were you doing?
Oh, that one? Yeah, I was swimming. My Michael Phelps impression, I guess.
You talk about that line and how much it's improved. How much easier has it been for you to hit the holes? I mean, was that an effort by you in the off season, or are they just more open this year than they have been?
I definitely think, you know, when I went back last year and watched the tape, there was a lot of things that I, you know, put on myself and things that I could do better. But, you know, those guys are doing a really good job this year. And, you know, they're healthy. We're getting a lot more movement and stuff like that. And, you know, they continue to work hard, and, you know, they're making it easier on everybody. Case, the backs, receivers, you know, can't do any of that stuff without those front five.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.